Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to focus on this season of Lent. We've kind of retitled this Relent because Relent means to surrender. And part of surrendering is we need to acknowledge the battle that we're in. So Paul hits that pretty hard in Romans chapter 7, 21 through 25. I'll read it and then make some comments. Paul says, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law in my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Well, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." Right here is where many believers lose it. I believe they lose it. They're baffled by the battle. Their best efforts result in failure. Their best intentions result in yet another fall. They want to do what's right, but like Paul says, evil lies close at hand. So discouraged and confused, they settle for a second-rate Christian life and wonder if they really ever were a Christian at all. It seems so once that they were, but how can you follow Christ and keep failing him? If that's your process or you've been there, just don't despair. If you've truly trusted in Christ as your Lord and Savior, here are three truths you need to remind yourself and nail down. Here's the first one. Acknowledge the battle. There are two forces at work in you. Your inner being describes your true identity with Christ. This spiritual force delights in the law of God. You desire to obey God. You desire to please God through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's another law at work, and that's the flesh within us, our sinful nature. Remember, when we're saved, we still have the propensity to sin. It desires to please self through the power of self. One describes the flesh as that indwelling spiritual force which I rely on in myself for my personal identity, security, and resources apart from God, that is evil, sinful, and anti-God, and that produces the fruit of death marked by feelings of frustration and guilt and condemnation and self-hatred. That's a mouthful, right? But it's a good description of what we're up against. The spirit, my new life in Christ, versus the flesh, my old sinful nature. Remember, penalty of sin's gone, propensity to sin remains. So acknowledge the battle. Secondly, understand the ongoing battle. Many believers understand they are saved by grace alone through faith alone and Christ alone. So they have salvation. They become a believer. They got that nailed down, but then they get sanctification growing as a believer all messed up. Just as we cannot save ourselves, we cannot grow ourselves. Both salvation and sanctification are the work of the Spirit. So acknowledge the battle, understand that the battle is ongoing. And then, number three, relent. When I live in my own power, I always do the things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things I should do. This results in feelings of frustration, guilt, condemnation, and self-hatred, as this writer described living in the flesh. Left to myself, I'm going to fail every time. The key to spiritual life is relent, surrender. I must always relent to the Spirit for the resources and strength to please God. So acknowledge the battle, understand the battle is ongoing, and then relent. Let the Spirit take over and experience the strength that only He can give. Father, help me understand the battle and relent myself to your Spirit's control. When I fail, and I am going to fail, don't let me wallow in discouragement. By your Spirit, bring repentance, help me up, and help me back on your path. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.